OR.
Happy Friday, everybody. We have a jam-packed show today. Trump went down to the border to make his case for the wall yesterday, and I, for one, was surprised at how many guns and money and drugs were confiscated. Did you see the pile of stuff
that was in front of Trump? Confiscated from.
What was confiscated from all the stuff they're trying to smuggle into our country, yeah, which is why we need to have a wall.
No. It was confiscated at legal crossings. That's where it was confiscated from. They didn't tell you that part. It wasn't confiscated from people just rushing the border. There's no crisis.
Let me just say, Len.
They went to the border. It was calm. It was peaceful. No crisis.
Let me just say, imagine of all that stuff that's coming through the legal crossings, just imagine how much stuff is coming through the crossings that aren't protected.
Well, now you're just speculating.
We have no
idea.
If all that stuff is coming through the regular crossings, a whole bunch of it must, that we don't even know about, must be coming through the sections of our border that are not closed
Probably
off.
Laser weapons from Star Wars.
You have no idea what's coming through.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
That leads off our big three. Trump made his case at the border, as I predicted on this show earlier this week.
No case.
As I predicted on this show earlier this week,
he is
getting around to declaring a state of emergency so he can divert funding from Puerto Rico and other places that don't need it.
Well, those
so
are
he
two
can
separate
build
issues.
His
Wait,
wall.
That's two separate issues. Those are two separate issues. He could declare a state of emergency. That's one possibility. The other possibility is taking the money that the Army Corps of Engineers is supposed to use in either Puerto Rico or California.
He could do both.
He could do one of those. Those are two separate things.
But he could do both.
He could.
He could do both.
Yeah.
And that might be the most effective way.
He's going to be challenged at every step of the way.
Well, that's all right. That's what the battle is going to be about. And ultimately, it will be decided by the American people. Because if they want a wall, they have to get rid of the Democrats in Congress because they're never going to give them the funding for the wall, period. Also, in our big three, that lion slime bucket. Michael Cohen is going to be testifying before Congress. Oh, I can't wait for the Democrats to praise the integrity now of Michael Cohen. They used to run him down, right? But now they're going to treat him with respect and dignity because he's going to bash the president.
Now he tells
that is going to be a sickening sight to see.
It's the old boxing line. Yesterday I was lying. Today I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. And rounding out the big three, I love the headline in the New York Post today. Amazon slime. My God, Jeff Bezos. Now here's a guy who is, you know, practically invented the internet, knows everything possible about the internet. And what does he do? He makes the rookie mistake of sending pictures of your penis to your girlfriend. The Inquirer apparently has sex texts between him and Lauren Sanchez, his paramour. And apparently they have pictures of him in the buff. And somebody says here, well, he's big. That's what they have to say.
Whoa,
really? They have a picture of the penis, yeah.
So he's number one. He's number one on the Forbes list.
Okay. His penis looks like his headshot, but there you go.
let me ask you a question. Is there any connection with the fact that the National Enquirer is like dishing all the stuff about Bezos, and the National Enquirer loves Trump, and Trump hates Bezos?
Who owns the Washington Post?
Any connection there at all?
National Enquirer, that's what it does, Len.
Exactly.
Oh, I figured. I knew the pretzel would just...
No, that's what the National Enquirer does.
Bartlett's so predictable.
It really has nothing to do with Trump.
He's like a trade parrot.
If Bezos were as smart as Trump was, he would have done a catch and kill with the National Enquirer.
Len, you're just so hypersensitive. Everything's Trump.
I'm just asking. You're just so hyper defensive for him.
Bezos is a huge story.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's not being done to help Trump.
No, not at all.
Of course not.
Well,
the owner of the, Mr. What's his name? Dick?
David Pecker.
Oh, Pecker.
That's appropriate.
Mr. Pecker. Whatever his name is. I knew it was one of those.
Pecker got hold of the pictures of Bezos Pecker.
Speaking of Bezos, yeah. He's Trump's buddy. You know? Come on. You have to be Columbo to figure that out.
Come on. No, Bezos is a legitimate target for the Inquirer to go after. And Lauren Sanchez, apparently she shared those sex texts and the pictures with a friend of hers who then sold the friend sold them to the National Enquirer. And that's how it happened. So anyway, Bezos now has got a divorce. He's getting a divorce from Mackenzie, his wife.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're going to have to split that fortune right down the middle. And she will become the world's richest woman overnight.
Good for her.
Tears here, huh?
No way. And as you said, now she can get herself a boyfriend with hair.
Absolutely.
There you go. Do you want to hear the new secret sound?
Oh, yeah, right,
we have
right.
A brand new secret sound.
This is a good
sound.
One.
This is really good. Yeah, this is coming up at 9:25.
This is the WOR secret sound.
You can win a valuable T-shirt. So here you go. This is the new one, and everyone knows it, but they don't know
what it is. It was driving Len and me crazy this morning.
Yeah, we know it, but we don't know what it is.
Oh, come on.
I know what it is. I just can't
I can't
place
I don't
it exactly.
Yeah. Come on.
You got
you
it?
Know exactly what it is.
Of course. All right. Well, Bartlett's smart.
It's so easy.
Okay. Well, I know what it is. I've heard it a million times. I just can't place it.
Yeah, I can't place it.
Play it again, Lynn. It's some. I know that sound. I hear it all the time, but I just can't figure out where
Joe
I
knows
hear
it. You'll tell us in the commercial, Joe.
Why are you looking at us like we're idiots?
Are you putting this on? Are you really?
No. No, hey, we're both saying, looking at each other, saying, we can't. I know it, but we don't know where it is from.
But speaking of Bartlett, you were just ranting.
I have a.
And you know what? I think he's right.
Wait a minute.
You said something.
Yeah.
It escaped me when you first said it, but you said something that really drove me insane. What are you guys doing here? Why is the when Natalie just came in to whisper to Joe? What's going on here? What is this conspiracy thing going? What are you whispering about, Natalie?
What are you doing?
Why are you whispering?
Is he right?
What are you whispering about?
I can be secret.
Completely distracting while I'm trying to do a show.
We're doing a show in here, Natalie.
She's defending me because you were about to rip me. So
yeah, we are about to
subject.
No, let's rip you. Go ahead.
This is really, I gotta be, seriously, Joe, I like you a lot, but this ticked me off. So I go home yesterday, because you told me that this has now become the Billboard number one song. So I go on YouTube, and an hour later, I am still watching every single Baby Shark video that you can. They're the cute little Korean kids doing it. There's a German version.
Hey, there's a Jewish version for Shabbos. Light the candles.
I went on to YouTube and I'm watching this and I look up and an hour has gone by. An hour I will never get back from my life.
It's unbelievable.
And they say it's cracked. Snatched from me.
It's cracked the top 40. It's in the paper today.
You know what it is? It is crack. That's what it is. That thing is crack.
It really is. It's very, very
catchy. What is this thing exactly? Is this from a kid's show?
It's a kid's show. It's an educational program in South Korea.
Yeah.
And it just became popular.
Hugely popular.
And it's called Baby Shark?
Baby Shark.
All right, let me listen to this. Baby Shark.
Mama Shark. Joe and I have to dance. And then it goes, Daddy Shark.
I'd rather listen to this than Riedel any day of the week.
But then the video goes on, and they try to catch this fish.
They catch the fish, and then let's go hunt. And then they'd have the shark, let's go hunt. And then the fish go, they go into some coral, and they say, we are safe. And they have these two adorable Korean kids. Have you seen the Korean kids who pop up?
Yep.
Then there's a German version of it with adults dressed as sharks.
Because your version of it is so adorable. I'm going to put some up on the website so people can watch it.
How about Joe and I do that too? And the baby with the little hands, you do little hands, baby shark. But when it's daddy shark, you do big arms.
Michael,
yes.
You have your next karaoke song for you.
I do. One hour of my life down the drain because of Bartlett.
Wow.
An hour?
I watched all the videos. I watched all the YouTube clips of this thing over and over again.
That's
and then
funny.
I practiced the dance.
Were you drinking while you were
yes,
doing this?
Yes, I was.
Okay. That makes me feel better.
Oh, my.
But it's got its own little story, though.
The fish come,
and there's Grandma Shark and Grandpa Shark, and then they chase the fish, and the fish get away. It's really cute.
But see what that is? That's like a two-minute period where you get your kid to just be silent and watch it. Hey, look at this.
It's great. I'm telling you, with a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc and Baby Shark, it's a great way to knock back an hour in your life.
I think you need the wine to
watch
this.
You certainly do. So, all right, Len, do you have any faith in Michael Cohen? Now, do you believe everything he says because he's going against Trump?
Oh, absolutely. He's a truth purveyor, and he's absolutely going to spill the beans.
He's got no credibility issues
in your mind whatsoever. No, he was lying before because he was protecting his man. But now that he's been, ratted out, now he's going to be honest, and he's going to talk about all those Russian. He doesn't have
anything to do with the Russian collusion. Yeah. He's more about the payoffs to Stormy
They said
Daniels.
He's going to testify in private about Russia, but the public is not going to be about Russia. So I don't know. Do I need to really hear any more about Stormy Daniels? I don't know.
Well, that's what you're going to hear.
Yeah.
That's it, Stormy Daniels.
Yeah,
and campaign finance violations. Ooh, big article of impeachment there. Everybody does that.
No one's saying he's being impeached for that.
He's going to be
impeached.
Just
keep doing a stretch. He may be impeached, but it's not going to be for campaign violations.
That'll be a list of all the things that the Democrats try to stitch together to make their case against him.
Okay, fine.
All right. Yeah. Don't go away. Hey, don't. When we come back.
You know, when we come back, we're going to play this again.
Bartlett loves it.
I do. It's great.
I think it's great.
Hey, when we come back, the girl who went missing in Wisconsin has been found. Yeah. But who and why was she abducted? We have the details. Plus, your chance to win $1,000 is coming up at 7:05 on 710 WOR. Now let's get the traffic from Bernie Biden.
WOR.
Hey, it's Friday. Good morning, everyone. It's 6:23. Yesterday was great. We had Steve Sciarippa in the studio, and it was the 20th anniversary of the debut of The Sopranos. He was a great interview. And, you know, coming up at 9:08, I know Joe watches the show This Is Us. You probably don't. And Natalie has no time to watch anything because she's always preparing for the show. This Is Us is really the best show on commercial television. And an actress is coming on with us, Chrissy Metz. She's written a book. It's a fascinating story. I think she's a wonderful actress, and she's very honest and forthright, and she has...
About what?
Well, she has major weight issues.
Well, yeah, she has.
And it's governed her life. Yeah. And who would have thought? I mean, who would think that, well, I'm going to become an actress? I mean, you know, you think of an actress in Hollywood as this glamorous, skinny blonde. I mean, she decided, I'm going to be an actress. Well, that takes a real set of balls, I think.
And she succeeded.
She has. I think she's a wonderful... Anyway, Chrissy Metz, she's out with a book. And we'll talk to her at 9:08. All right, the story out of Wisconsin. Who knew there'd be a semi-happy ending? Well, it is happy. Remember, the 13-year-old girl went missing. Her name was Jamie Kloss.
Right. Her parents were murdered.
Her parents were murdered. So it was obvious that we said at the time that whoever murdered the parents snatched the girl. Her parents, James and Denise Kloss, were found fatally shot. This was last October the 15th. Yep. So she's been missing since October 15th in a little town in northwestern Wisconsin. And yesterday, or overnight, word came out, she's alive. She's fine. They got her.
Yep.
And one guy's in custody. Now here's the...
But they don't have the name of the guy. No, they call him a person of interest.
Yeah, they haven't told us anything. But here's the mayor.
I'm overwhelmed. We've been praying daily for a long time now that we'd have... Jamie returned safely to our community.
Now, you see, she escaped from a home. So she was being held captive, apparently. Yeah. She escaped from a home, and she went over to a neighbor, identified herself, and the neighbor called 911.
Wow. That's unbelievable. And you wonder how, if she was abused in some way. But his name is Mayor Ron Flatton in this tiny community of Barron. It's a town of 3,300.
I guess you can tell by the emotion of my voice, this is really a big deal. We're really, really thrilled.
Well, that really is a happy, at least a happy...
Got to find out about this guy, though, if he's the one who murdered her parents and abducted her.
And there's a lot of questions. How's the girl doing? Who's going to take care of her now? Her parents have been murdered.
Our law enforcement has done a great job in the FBI, and all their hard work, it's just... Very gratifying to see that this is turning out in such a positive way.
Well, we'll see. We'll see exactly how positive it is as time goes on. We'll be getting a lot more information. We don't know who the person is who was arrested, so they're not. They're just saying a person of interest. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we'll find out more as the story unfolds. Now, remember the former Nazi concentration camp guard they found hiding out all these years in Queens?
Wasn't he over 90 years old?
Jackie Palij,
yeah,
that's his name, hard to pronounce.
Right.
He was sent back to Europe, and he has now sent to Germany.
Right.
And he died. He's dead. Died in a German nursing home at the age of 95, according to German officials.
He wasn't in prison?
No, he was in a nursing home.
Was
For a lengthy battle, he has died in a German nursing home.
Was he awaiting trial?
He was, yes. He was going through the system, but he was in a nursing home. He was clearly quite ill at 95, but he was in an elderly care home. In Allah, Germany. But he'd been living in Queens since he was a war refugee in 1949. He arrived here and he became a naturalized citizen
wow.
in 1957 and was living in Queens all these years. He had been a concentration camp guard at Belzec, Sobibor, and Treblinka. Wow, he got the trifecta of concentration camps.
Yeah.
Those are three of the worst.
Yeah.
So anyway,
how is he finally ratted out? I mean, this went on. I remember people were saying that this guy, eventually he got deported.
He was, yes. He was deported back, last year he was deported. So, but, you know, it's a very interesting thing. I watched a documentary about how some of the Nazis wound up coming to America. And you have to remember, Len, at the end of World War II, we suddenly had the Cold War, and we were opposed to the Soviet Union, and that was the big fear, the Soviet Union.
Right.
So the United States government made a lot of deals with ex-Nazis who had information about the Russians because they were on the Russian front.
I see.
And so they would give all that information to the U.S. State Department, and in exchange, the State Department would look the other way, and that's how a lot of the Nazis escaped.
So these guys, our State Department went wink-wink to these guys?
To some of them, it did, yeah.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
No, it was not.
Yeah.
It was not. But it's a fascinating and unfortunate part of the history of the United States government, that they let some Nazis get away in exchange for information about the Russians.
I'm glad he's dead. You know, I root for dead Nazis. You know, it's just well, me. Yes. It's just a personal feeling I have.
I'm with you on that one. But anyway,
95 years old, so he was awaiting trial. So that's what Germany's doing now. No matter how old you are, there aren't a lot left, but no matter how old you are, they're going after you.
They are indeed, yep.
All right.
There's no statute of limitations of being an ex-concentration camp guard.
Kill them all. Hey, time for the latest news headlines. Let's go to Joe Bartlett. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Len. Thousands will be gathering in Marine Park, Brooklyn today to say goodbye to firefighter Stephen Pollard. 30-year-old fell to his death from the Mill Basin Bridge while responding to a car accident Sunday on the Belt Parkway. FDNY Captain James Quinn says they're going to continue to support Pollard's family, too.
We're just going to get through this together as a family, and we're going to try to be supportive of the Pollard family. We'll always be there for the Pollard family. They're now part of Canarsie forever.
His father's a retired firefighter. His brother's still active. The funeral going to be held at the Good Shepherd Church today. 800,000 federal workers not going to get a paycheck today as the government shutdown enters day 21. President Trump now seems to be moving closer to declaring a national emergency to get his wall on the southern border and perhaps end the government shutdown.
They need a barrier. They need a wall. If you don't have it, it's going to be nothing but hard work and grueling problems. And by the way, and death. And death. Mm-hmm. A lot of death.
And death.
I think even Republicans agree that it would be a mistake to declare a national. Because then when the Democrats are in control, climate change, national emergency.
That's what Congressman Peter King told us earlier in the
really,
week.
Really.
He said it's a slippery slope.
It's the same way when the Republicans went the nuclear option to get Gorsuch in. Because now when the Democrats someday have control, they'll have the nuclear option. They'll put in anyone they want. I mean, it's just, what goes around comes around.
Declaring the state of emergency is the only way to...
That's the only way out of this.
Out of this thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So now, the other option...
Problem is there's no emergency, but that's okay, guys. Go ahead, Joe.
The other issue is perhaps divert money from disaster relief in California and Puerto Rico to pay for the war.
Yeah, that's what he's looking at, the Army Corps of Engineers money.
But it doesn't have to be either or. I would do both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sensible. Sensible policy.
Why don't you go down and build the wall yourself? Like leave now.
No, you declare the emergency. So that's the wall situation. It gets tied up in court. In the meantime, you fund the government. Everybody's happy.
All that money we sent over to Puerto Rico that all the corrupt officials stole.
Oh, here we go. Let's not help Puerto Rico now.
Oh, come on. You know a lot of that money did not go where it was supposed to.
As opposed to all the money in our government that just goes to all the places in this country.
And we're quibbling over $5 billion. It's like, you know, come on.
It's walking around change.
And the Democrats, come on. How many times they've wasted $5 billion?
And remember, the Democrats have said before that they're in favor of
a
wall.
Can I do a little caveat there? Yes, you are absolutely correct. The Democrats in the past did support a wall because it was part of a much bigger immigration program that affected DACA. This is a standalone wall. Big difference. Apples and oranges, really.
That's the way they wanted it, Len.
Exactly.
Good news out of Wisconsin. A 13-year-old girl missing since October found alive. Jamie Kloss disappeared after her parents were found shot to death. She was found alive. Still not much more other than that. Police are promising more information this morning. And Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter, Bernice King, says that meteorologist accused of using a racial slur during a broadcast in Rochester should not have been fired. Jeremy Kappel had been working for the Rochester station WHEC-TV, let go after he supposedly used the slur while talking about a park named after King. He has apologized and said he just stumbled over his words. Bernice King telling TMZ that she thinks that when someone uses a racial slur only once and not continuously, they should be demoted and sent through training to ensure they don't just move on to another TV station.
I think Al Roker has defended this guy,
very
too.
Much so. And we didn't do the story because I didn't know how to do it. You can't
use the word.
You can't play the thing. Yeah. So it was a difficult story for us to do on the radio. I agree with Martin Luther King's daughter. I agree with Al Roker. I've listened to the tape. This weather guy stumbled over a word.
He tripped over the words. There
tripped
was
over a word.
About it.
And I don't think it's a common slur that's used, but I'm not sure. I'm not in the black community, but I do think he made a mistake. He stumbled over words, and it probably was not a fireable offense, I think. And no one said anything for a few days. I heard him being interviewed by Don Lemon last night.
He said
night.
He didn't even realize that he had said it. He just tripped over the word. It had nothing to do with any
Roker
racial
Roker supported
animosity.
Him, who's black. Don Lemon, who's black, supported him. So, the guy was fired over a trip. You know, we've said some dope. Hey, yesterday, the other day, you said something, Joe. We had a
Yeah, you had, we had to
But
it wasn't
intentional. Of course it was a slip of the tongue.
Well,
but Joe,
wasn't. Come on, it wasn't.
Yeah, with Joe, you know. I'm just surprised at you, Joe. I changed my mind. Maybe it wasn't just a slip of the tongue with Joe.
Should I be suspended for like 4 weeks?
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Two.
No suspension for you, Joe. In fact, you have to come in and do more newscasts. That's your penalty. All right, thanks, Joe. And we get back the mayor and his State of the City address. He's got lots of giveaways planned. Hey, it's the Oprah Show. Plus, we'll put $1,000 in your hand coming up at 7:05 here on 710 WOR. But right now, Bernie Viter has traffic.
Park 710 WOR.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Now, Len, before we get to our commie mayor's State of the City speech,
yes.
Where he wants to confiscate all your money and give it to poor people.
How's he going
to
do that exactly?
I don't know, but that's what he said. Okay. We'll get to that in a moment, though. Yeah. Now, I know from working with you that you are a big fan of the movie National Lampoon's Animal House.
I did like that. Yeah, I did like that movie.
So, do you remember the woman who played the boozy Marion Wormer, the wife of the Dean?
Oh, sure. Dean Wormer's wife,
Dean Wormer's wife, Verna Bloom. Well, she died, 80 years old Wednesday.
80?
She was 80 years old. She died Bar Harbor, Maine. She had that famous scene where she's in the grocery store by the vegetable stand, the vegetable aisle, and she gets into the innuendo-laden banter with the college senior, Eric Otter Stratton, who was played by Tim
Otter.
Matt Otter. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
She's holding a cucumber. Do you remember that scene?
No,
he's holding a cucumber.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was very funny. That was the boozy wife of the dean. So Vera Bloom.
And that's what she's best known for.
That's what she's. Well, she was also she played the lover of Clint Eastwood in High Plains Drifter. Remember that movie?
No. I do not.
No.
Sorry.
I'm afraid her standout role was as the boozy
Dean wife. Well, everyone's got to have a role.
Well, it's a memorable. She was a memorable character in that. So. All right.
Rest in peace.
Absolutely. So de Blasio.
No,
gave,
de Blasio's now turned into Mayor Oprah. Gets everything
That's
in the city
right.
of New York.
So
I love it.
De Blasio's takeaway quote yesterday was, there's plenty of money around. It's just in the wrong hands.
Brothers and sisters, there's plenty of money in the world. There's plenty of money in this city. It's just in the wrong hands.
Oh, God.
Wait, he sounds like he's doing a Sunday sermon.
I know, brothers and sisters.
Preacher de Blasio.
Brothers and sisters, there's plenty of money in the world.
Yeah.
There's plenty of money in this city.
Yeah.
It's just in the wrong hands.
Amen to that.
Unbelievable. What a phony. What a fraud that cluck is.
Does he say how he's distributing it?
Well, he wants his millionaire's tax. That's his fallback position for everything. We need the millionaire's tax. I'm not going to fix the subways until I get the millionaire's tax. I'm not going to fix NYCHA until I get the millionaire's tax because I don't like millionaires. I want to drive rich people out of this city because rich people are the root of all evil. So let's take their money. This is a Stalinist. He is pure and simple, Len, at heart, a Stalinist. He would round up rich people and throw them in a gulag if he could.
But he wants the buses to move faster.
Oh, shit.
He does.
But he won't do it until he gets a millionaire's tax.
He promised to add 15 miles of bus lanes this year. He wants to increase the bus speed on average by 25%. It's going to go all the way up to a whopping 9 miles an hour, the average bus speed.
So here's
there you go.
All right, here are his other things.
Yeah,
expand pre-K for 3-year-olds to 20,000 seats by next year.
Right.
Well, provide free vision checks and eyeglasses to more 5- and 6-year-old school kids.
Yeah.
This I love. Seize buildings from the city's worst landlords. Now,
we'll fine the landlords, we'll penalize the landlords, but if the fines and the penalties don't cut it, We will seize their buildings.
This is the road to fascistic socialism. That what is what this man is putting us on the road. When you use words like seize, Len, he will not honor your fundamental rights to be a property owner. He will seize. That's what he says. Those are the words of a Stalinist. I am going to come to seize your property. That is a, this is a dangerous mayor. This is a dangerous mayor. He is a threat to your liberties. Your civil liberties are under assault by this mayor.
You don't want little kids to get eyeglasses for free?
Seize. Oh, he will seize your property.
You're a terrible person. These little kids that can't afford eyeglasses, he's going to give them free eyeglasses. Isn't he terrible, Natalie?
He's a communist. These little kids he's seize. When the left starts using words like seize, this is the path to Stalinism.
Maybe he's talking about the high seas. Maybe he's talking about
no, he's not.
Water.
S-E-I-Z-E. What did he
we'll
say?
We'll expand 3K to more neighborhoods, and by the time I leave office, 3K will be in every district in this city.
Yeah.
Little kids in glasses are so cute.
Little kids in glasses. Well, how terrible a person are you? Don't support that.
Oh, please. Are now, you kidding me?
He also,
little kids in glasses.
Listen to some of the other stuff he's come up with. This is really creative. He wants a city-managed retirement fund for workers who lack access to employer-sponsored funds.
This guy's the biggest joke on the planet. We are being governed by a dumb, stupid clock, people. This idiot mayor of ours. Stalinist idiot.
He wants to root out landlord abuse. What's wrong with that?
Seize their properties. Unbelievable.
He wants to rename the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection. They'll be charged with protecting the rights of nannies. Home health aides. So he's going to help everybody out. You know what? This is on top of the 2 weeks paid vacation, and on top of the
free health care for everybody.
For illegal aliens.
Oh, my God. What a bozo this guy is. I cannot believe this city is so full of stupid people who voted for him. All my left-wing friends, God, I love them, but they'll vote for an idiot progressive like this guy just because he's a progressive. Progressive vision, I guess, with his free eyeglasses.
I wonder how our buddy Nicole Malliotakis is doing, the lady from Staten Island.
We got to have her on. We got to have her on again. To blast this clown.
She's been on with us several times.
Can you believe that? I'm going to seize your property from landlords who don't behave well.
Tell me this isn't a country preacher. On a Sunday, where you're wearing your Sunday
don't you love it
clothes.
When white politicians try listen to pretend this. That they're black
yeah. Listen to this one.
Brothers and sisters, there's plenty of money in the world. Yeah. There's plenty of money in this city. It's just in the wrong hands.
Oh, my God.
Who are those people in the background going, yeah,
I don't know. But don't you love the way he goes, it's in the wrong hands with his hands with his voice like that. The only thing I am thankful for, my friends, because his policies are awful, but he is such an incompetent, dumb boob that he's not going to be able to achieve anything. That's the only thing protecting this city from being free and being a socialist state, because it's in the hands of an incompetent idiot.
Natalie, when is de Blasio, what is he scheduled to be on the show again?
Not anytime soon.
Really? Is he coming on?
And we're going to keep those bus lanes clear. The NYPD is adding its first ever tow truck units dedicated solely to keeping parked cars out of bus lanes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Who's going to talk? Everybody's Mayor Oprah.
All right. When we come back, that lion Michael Cohen is going to testify before Congress.
He's a very honest man.
Shut up.
He's a lawyer.
Shut up. Plus, your next chance to win $1,000 is coming up at 7:05. On 710 WOR. Hey, iHeartRadio now makes it even easier to listen to all your favorite podcasts. No need for another app. All the biggest names in podcasting can be found in the iHeartRadio app. Literally thousands of them, including Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the Morning. All of them are available for free. Now, your favorite radio app can be your favorite podcast app. Download or open the free iHeartRadio app and tap the podcast tab to start exploring. Now, let's get the traffic.
Berman and Michael Riedel in the Morning on 710 WOR.
Happy Friday, everyone. It's 111, January the 11th, 2019. Oh. It's going to be cold and windy, and it's definitely not a golf day.
I rode my bike to work today, though.
It was windy.
It was, but
you don't get buffeted by the wind when you drive?
You do get buffeted, yeah. But, you know, I'm strong.
Me strong. That's me right. Riedel.
I am bike rider here. Me roar.
So when so you won't ride the bike when it's raining or snowing?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot.
Yeah. Well, It's still an open. We haven't decided that one yet. Well, hey, we know Anthony, our associate producer, handed us the stories of the day.
Yeah.
See, we do the big stories of the day. We talk about the border, we talk about Michael Cohen, and we talk about Bezos, and we talk about those things. He gives us the real stories of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked the proper question here. So yeah. Apparently this father in Oregon put an ad in the newspaper, please, somebody date my sons. He has three sons who are single. And Riedel says, hey, was that your dad?
To Anthony. Yeah, I said Anthony. That.
Yeah. This is what he asked Anthony.
Anthony's not laughing. Anthony's he's dad. Not no. amused by this.
Well, I guess he's.
Is he still on his parents' couch?
No, he moved out. But how's this? Anthony, how's your dating life going? Thumbs up. Good? Well, he gets up at 2 in the morning. It can't be going that good. Anyway.
He's not paying he's not any answering. Attention to he's us whatsoever.
Totally ignoring us. Anyway, this father in Oregon, they were taking a family vacation to New Zealand, so he took an ad in the New Zealand Herald saying, hey, my wife and I have three wonderful, successful, handsome, and also, alas, unmarried sons. So apparently they got to New Zealand. The three boys had a great time. There were lots of responses.
Really?
And the kids were first upset by the dad. And now they said, well, we had a great vacation.
Not
a
even,
lot of new people.
Not even Tinder could touch the amount of responses they got from dad's ad in the
they
New Zealand
great.
Paper.
Right.
Wow, an old-fashioned ad in a newspaper. Can you imagine?
In a real newspaper.
Anyway. Wow, that's good.
Anyway. Anthony, you should try it. Maybe your parents should put it in for you. All right, so you're not big on this Michael Cohen testimony. I think it's a great idea.
He's a liar.
No, he's not.
He's a hypocrite and a liar.
He was just protecting his famous client.
Uh-huh. What's he going to say? Everything we've heard before. Nothing new. The Democrats are just going to use it to be able to grandstand to dump on Trump.
You saying it's a dog and pony show?
Yeah, hello. Everything that goes on in Washington
is a
dog and
pony show. Most congressional hearings
on
both sides of the aisle are just dog and pony shows.
Totally.
Anyway, he's supposed to go to jail for 3 years. He has been sentenced and for lying. Mm-hmm. And now he's going to testify publicly. Now, Adam Schiff says he wants to also have him testify privately.
Ooh.
He's not going to, in this public testimony, it's not going to be about the Russia investigation.
It's going to be about Stormy Daniels and payoffs and all the nonsense.
Well, there must be some other stuff. You know what? Tangentially, Russia has to come up because they have to ask him about plans to build a tower in Moscow, no? The Trump Tower?
That's a big nothing, too. So what? Trump had plans to build a tower. He was a developer before he became president.
Everything's a big nothing. Well, let me give you a what if. What if his softness on Russia and his love of Putin just has to do somewhat with the fact he wanted to build a tower there.
And he decided not to build.
And he offered Putin the penthouse.
And he decided not to build the tower.
You
think Putin needs a penthouse?
You are not.
He's the richest man in the world.
No, you are
not. He needs a penthouse from Donald Trump? Please.
Absolutely. So anyway, Trump was asked yesterday about, was he worried about Michael Cohen giving any kind of testimony.
And I'm not worried about it at all, no.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. That's it.
Not worried about it one bit.
What's going to be stomach-churning, it's going to make me throw up, is watching the Democrats, who at one point were, you know, running down a Michael Cohen as a slime bucket. Now they're going to be treating him with respect and dignity because he's testifying against the president. That is going to be a stomach-churning hypocrisy.
Well, that's the way it works in Washington.
I mean, true.
The Democrats hated Comey. They loved him. They hated him. Then they loved him. You know, it's like you go back and forth depending on which way the wind's blowing. And what have you done for me lately? Now, the most fascinating thing to me in all of this that's going on with Mueller is once his report comes out, what the AG is going to do. Because he could sit on it.
He can redact some of it.
He can redact all of it. Some of it. I mean, you talk about the hair on fire from the Democrats. That's going to be when most of it's redacted or if they refuse to make it public.
I doubt that they will do that, though, because the Democrats will get hold of the report somehow and they will get it out there. So,
well, I don't know. Doesn't it have to go through the AG?
The Democrats will get hold of it.
I think Mueller would leak it.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about
it.
Right White to House the New York Times.
Right
to the Times. That's where it'll go.
You got a problem with that?
Great process we
no, but I'm seriously concerned about that. I mean,
oh, come on.
Don't you think there should be total transparency with this report, guys?
Well, the law is that it's up to the Attorney General whether to release
that's
it.
Right.
That's the law, Len. Oh, you know, boy. Want to transparency, got to change the law.
Oh, boy.
So the law is the law.
And I could just see if this were an examination of Obama and Hillary Clinton, you guys would say, you got to release it. What do they have to hide? Why are you hiding anything? You guys are just
Neither one of us, neither Joe nor I, is arguing for not releasing the report. You didn't hear us say that.
No.
We haven't said that.
No, it's you up said to the Attorney laws, General.
It's up to the Attorney General.
Yeah.
And you would say the same thing if it was the report on the Hillary Clinton
Look at
Foundation.
What the Attorney General did for Clinton. Covered up the email thing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, she's the one who met Clinton on the tarmac.
Yeah,
remember that,
exactly.
Len? Remember that tarmac meeting?
I do remember that topic.
Yeah, exactly.
They were discussing golf and grandkids. Yeah. I remember it completely. All right, coming up, the president's big day, what he's saying about the wall. Is it fact or is it fiction? I'm going to vote for the latter, but that's just me. And your next chance to win $1,000 is coming up after the news. Right now, it's time for Joe Bartlett because it's 7 o'clock.